On Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day, this is what the holiday sounds like. But to a veteran, it can signal terror. Walter Gilliam is a Vietnam veteran. He knows the problem of post-traumatic stress disorder. When he got home from the war, it was a tough transition.
But when I first came home from Vietnam, don't touch me now. Don't try to wake me. Don't put your hands on me. Don't come up in here. Don't, you know. Mentally, I cannot readjust immediately. It took time.
For others, they never make the transition.
I had a neighbor that stayed behind where I lived. And on the 4th, on New Year's Eve, he would come out of the house and he would actually crawl on the ground. And he was a nervous wreck. We would have to go and console him and, you know, and talk to him and get him back to normal. He never got over that. He's still in Vietnam as far as his mental psyche is concerned.
The group called Military with Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder.org provides free signs for vets to put on their lawns on holidays so people who use fireworks can be mindful of the vet's condition. Dr. Claudio Altman is a psychologist with the Adam Benjamin Jr. VA Outpatient Clinic in Crown Point. He treats vets with PTSD.
It's actually very serious, and to the point where veterans actually start preparing for the 4th of July and the fireworks weeks and sometimes months in advance. So they might start re-engaging in psychotherapy months in advance in anticipation of the 4th of July. And so, and by the way, it's not just the 4th of July, but it's any celebration involving fireworks is so severe for them that they start building up anxiety towards that. Fireworks are first and foremost, a trigger. It is a trigger of anxiety. It is a reminder for them of some of the most scary experience they've ever had in their lives, which is being in combat. This is their life being in danger. And the thing with the fireworks is that it's an implicit memory, right? It's an implicit memory that means that it is unconscious. What happens is memory is not just pictures in our minds, but it's also physical. So the body remembers, and so that's the unconscious part. So when fireworks explode, fireworks are the closest sound you can find that reproduces an explosion, a rocket explosion. Small fires, small arm fires, right? Rockets, RPGs, and all that. So when the veteran hears that, for them, they relive, they re-experience the memory of having been there. And because it's a body, it's a physical reaction.
Dr. Altman advises vets to meet with your neighbors to explain your condition.
We would have to sometime go and catch him. He would come out the house, he'd be running naked and screaming. So some guys are actually able to leave Vietnam. Some guys, Vietnam never leave them. And he was one of those. He's the nicest guys you'd ever meet, but he's still in the service. A car backfire, he'll hit the ground and start crawling.
Some of his clients take a long fishing trip on holidays to get out of the situation altogether. In Crown Point, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.